கண்டால மாத்திரம் வரைகின்ற பேப்பர் ஒர்க் பின்னே எங்க நீயும்
Next question is Michael. Man is. This is a consultation request by Dr. Michael Kruger. Reason for consultation, atrial fibrillation, evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. This patient is a 73-year-old with a history of 6 sinus syndrome, atrial fibrillation, period. Patient has reduced left ventricular systolic dysfunction, period. Patient is referred to me for ablation for atrial fibrillation, period. Patient has cardiomyopathy and a defibrillator is implanted, period. Recently, patient received inappropriate shock for atrial fibrillation, period. Referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation, period. Patient also has history of coronary disease and a stent placed in 2014, period. Current medication, carbidopa 12.5 mg, 2 times daily, Entresto 24-26, 2 times daily, amlodipine 5 mg daily, aspirin, Crestor 40 mg daily, furosemide 40 mg daily, Jardiance, Seralto 20 mg daily, potassium supplement, period. Allergies, non-endocrine allergies, social history, no history of smoking, socially drink alcohol, period. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysarrhythmia. Review system in general, denalization, weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated no history of arthritis. Examination, blood pressure 130, for 80, pulses 80, respiration 16. Weight is 205 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear bilaterally, heart is irregularly irregular, 1/6 systolic murmur, the left hand of border. There's no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, balls on estimated no edema. Clinical condition number 1, atrial fibrillation, number 2, ischemic cardiomyopathy. Number 3, inappropriate shock from AICD. Recommendation. Patient with atrial fibrillation and is quite symptomatic and received inappropriate shock, period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure, risk and benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70-80% and sometimes need more than one procedure, period. Please send a copy to Dr. Michael Kruger.